Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Save big money on your next upgrade now at Menards. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. With over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from, Mohawk Tile provides long-lasting charm in any space. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
It's up.
Hello again, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, not J.D. Mikkel of On3, the On3 national college football analyst. Only for me, the Riverland Roofing Studios, that little house up top. Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. Visit them online at riverlandroofing.com. They power everything we do here on Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter, X. And I write for the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, and affiliate of On3. Sign up today, and you can get every week for the next year for a dollar, which is just, that's a deal. Nothing is a bigger deal than when J.D. Pickell decides, I'm going to show up and grace your show with my presence. J.D., my friend, how we doing?
Bro, I'm better now. This is something that I've talked about doing for a minute here, and it feels right. It feels like preparation is meeting opportunity right now. So I'm juiced up right now.
I am too, because I have a lot of ideas for whenever I do get JD on the show. This is the first time he's ever come on my show. And I was like, you know what? We're going to go live. We're going to do a Twitch. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. I just decided, let's just do one together and see if you, dip your toes in. And if you get enough of old Ginger Shrek and think, you know what? I'll go for a round two, We'll do a live Twitch stream or something and play college football. But otherwise, man, it's a slow time, obviously, in college football. You're like me. Ole Miss basketball is my first sports love. So I'm not pretending like I'm not paying attention to Ole Miss basketball and Ole Miss baseball. But the season changes when football is over. And you, my friend, if you pay attention to JD at all, he's a full-on meathead. So the all he's been talking about is, oh, football's over. What about, how you feeling? Are you holding up okay? I can tell you didn't you dressed down to my level to join me today. So that's,
Man, this is the level I'm on. I mean, you got the t-shirt. This is it, man. This is me, unless it's signing day and I'll throw a collar on, or if there's like some other reason to dress it up a little bit, like, someone wants me to, then I'll do that. But dude, holding up. We did a little we're doing something on our show where we put like a playoff field out each week. It's not a playoff field, obviously. I know we're going to talk about the actual playoff field in a minute here, but the playoff field of, different non-college football things. So like, for example, the first playoff field we did was like things to watch now that college football's over. And dude, I've been ripping Severance on Apple TV. Like, it's my job. I've been ripping through, my wife and I ripped through Night Agent. Like, we're good. Vibes are good. There's still a lot happening, obviously, in college. Like, the playoff stuff happening over the course of the last, 48 hours is nuts, which I'm sure is good in SEC country. I'm good, bro. Long story short, I'm good. And, a little girl that we just had the last – or 3 months ago is keeping us on our P's and Q's, man. So, it's good.
Good. See, there's nothing better than fatherhood. There's just not. And – as stupid as I talk and as loud as I can be and obnoxious, I will take a moment every time to go, dude, being a dad rules. So heck yeah, you got your hands full, man. You got plenty back at home. You mentioned the playoff stuff. My buddy Ross Dellinger, he used to cover Ole Miss and State for the Jackson Clarion Ledger, but now has since gone on to become a national writer. He's with Yahoo now. Comes out with the new playoff format. Now, I don't want to mess it up for anybody that doesn't know, so I'm going to read a little bit about what's going on here. And it's perfect. It's fortuitous because JD was coming on today after I ripped him apart in Nashville, like, oh, we'll save you. Come on, JD. And then this drops, and it would change everything. It would change everything about the playoff. The SEC and Big Ten momentum building to further expand the playoff to, from 14 to 16 teams, assign multiple automatic qualifiers per league, as many as four each for themselves, the SEC and Big Ten, and finalize a scheduling agreement together that may fetch millions in additional revenue. There it is. There it is. That paper, paper. That paper, paper. The playoff format change will clear the way for SEC administrators to finally make the long-discussed move to play nine regular season conference games and trigger perhaps all four power leagues to overhaul their conference championship weekend. What do you think of this?
I get it. I understand why we're doing this, but I also like it's funny because anytime you say something positive about the SEC in relation to another conference, you're immediately just tagged with like the homer label, which to me has always been interesting whenever I get that thrown my way. Cause I'm like, dude, I grew up in Southern California. Like my first college football game was USC, UCLA, like the back of the Coliseum. And I'm, you know, watching that whole thing go down when Pete Carroll's the coach there. So while I get it, there's a part of me where I'm like, man, I have a lot of feelings on this, Ben. The first thing I'll say is,
this is a safe place for you, JD.
Yeah, man.
Like, this isn't the national show. This is Ben Garrett's Stupid Talk of Champions. All right. And Ole Miss has won a national championship in baseball, women's golf, hadn't won one in football since the 60s. So, you know, when you call yourself Talk of Champions, even though what are the champions of, I'm saying it's a place of – it's a the land of opportunity, you know. So get it out. Let it out.
I love that. So the emotional side of me is like, I wish we weren't here in the first place. I wish we never expanded. I wish that the conferences stayed how they were before. I wish we had like the nostalgia of college football. I wish that was still intact. But at the same time, we opened Pandora's box. And if we're going to talk about having the best X amount of teams, whether it be 12, 14, 16, like, yeah, the Big Ten and the SEC probably are going to make sure they have a certain number of seats at the table designated. And so with nobody driving the bus that is college football, it's the rich people that are controlling the bus. And the rich people in this discussion are the Big Ten and the SEC. And something in that article that Ross put in there I thought was fascinating, and I kind of alluded to, I was guesstimating, I suppose, during the college football season. Like, if you're the SEC and you're looking at the, and God bless them, I think they deserve to be in the playoff, but like the Boise States of the world and the SMUs of the world being guaranteed playoff spots, and a South Carolina at 9-3 is missing the playoff. If I'm the SEC, I'm like, we feel pretty good about South Carolina. If you put them on the field, hypothetically speaking, which is a dirty word right now in college football, we feel pretty good about that team. If you're not going to put them in the playoff, we'll go do our own playoff. Like, we'll go link up with the Big Ten and we'll make our own deal. And at the beginning of Ross's article, he says, like, the SEC and Big Ten essentially said, if you don't want to play by our rules, we will go have our own party elsewhere and y'all can figure this out. So it's just
the mafia has arrived, baby.
There's a lot there.
Talk about like exerting your power, right? In an environment where there are no guardrails whatsoever, why wouldn't the SEC and Big Ten just say, all right, we'll do our own thing? It makes sense. And if you're an Ole Miss fan, that would mean in this format that Ole Miss would have easily been in the college football playoff. Yeah. And that's part of the argument for the SEC. It's like you look at the field and the non-competitiveness of the early games, which missed me with all of that. I was a big fan of the playoff. I wanted expansion in the playoff. I understand the argument about rewarding the best teams in the old system. You want the best teams playing for the championship and the best team in college football to have the best shot to win it. I understand that. But what this has done, I mean, this is the best the postseason has been in a while, in my opinion. It was interesting. Sure. Now the championship game sucked, but that has to do more with them playing it on a Monday than on a Saturday and not in a Rose Bowl. That's neither here nor there. But college football can't get out of its own way. My reaction to it was, yeah, of course this is where it's going. I mean, if you're fine with 14, I mean, 12, you're going to be fine with 14. You're going to be fine with 16. At what point does it stop? right?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, who's putting their foot down and saying, you know what, actually 24 is enough? Because, I mean, Ben, we talked about it before. If it's about money, 24-team playoff is going to make more than a 12-team playoff. And yep. a 36-team playoff will make more than a 24-team playoff. So, like, I don't know where we put a lid on this thing. And I think it might be on the fans. I don't know how this would look, but on the people that have, you know, made college football what it is to say, hey, like, this is like, we're not down for a 44-team playoff. We're not down for a 64-team playoff like March Madness. And the reality is, more teams, like you and I know, Ben, it'll make more money. And so with nobody actually looking after college football, there's nobody that's going to be able to, like, put, like I just said, their foot down. And I mean, you said it before, all these conferences are acting in the best interests of themselves, which, like, how do you blame them? Like, if I'm in charge of the Big Ten, I'm absolutely looking out for the Big Ten. Like, I don't care about the health of college football because my job is to look out for my conference, not the sport, which is a tricky place to be. Slippery slope.
Yeah, and the like you said, the SEC, the Big Ten, their interests are the SEC and the Big Ten. And yes. getting as much money and as much exposure for those conferences so that they're as healthy as they can be. And to be honest with you, the fact that they're such sure things in a completely volatile environment now in college football is a testament to those commissioners, which, say what you want about Greg Sankey, there's some issues, but they're doing their jobs and yep. they're getting done what they need to get done. My question is like, there's no end in sight here, JD. And it's not just for playoff expansion. It's for the no guardrails, the unfettered capitalism that is running rampant, which I'm all for, you know, because the kids are finally getting paid. Point is like, there are no rules here.
Yes.
Every day you wake up and you go, oh, the sport that you knew about and you knew what the rules were and what the what all rules everybody was going by. You knew that in our entire lives, man, until, like, you know, the NCAA decided, you know what, fine, everybody can transfer and y'all figure it out, right? And it's just there's no obvious endpoint to where, okay, it's in a good, healthy place. I don't know. There's got to be some type of, you know, bust point for this, because this is ridiculous. I mean, because if you think, they just did expanded to 12. It took them our lifetimes to expand to 12. And now 2 years later, we're already getting to 14 and 16?
And we were at 4, and we decided the next logical step was triple the field. I was like, no, don't go to 6. Don't go to 8. That makes way too much sense. Let's go to 12 when we've had a 14 playoff that works. I digress. But the thing that's interesting, Ben, too, is, like, everybody seems to be yelling about the same solution. Like, everyone will say, oh, well, that's why we need a commissioner. It's like, dog, who's hiring a commissioner? There's not even a
hiring process.
There's not even a place to post it. There's not even a job listed. Like, you got to have a company before you list a job. Like, and also, who in their right mind who's benefiting from this? Like, you think Greg Sankey's saying we need a commissioner? He's like, no, we don't need a commissioner. Like, I'm stuffing my pockets right now. Like, life is, Tony Petitti's like, life is good, dude. I'm not worried about a commissioner. Like, forget all that. So I don't know how we get into a spot now where we can regulate any of this. You know, it's just, it's like you said, it's off the rails. It truly is.
And that's what's so funny. Is you hear people go, oh man, Nick Saban, make him the commissioner. That's a great idea in theory. But what you just said is what has been my response to every friend that talked about this when we had hanging out at church, at the bar, whatever it is. Man, just hire Nick Saban as commissioner. Who's hiring? Is it Charlie Baker? No.
Absolutely, you know, like, not.
Who,
no.
Who is no. doing the hiring? Who is bringing in the candidates, taking the resumes up? You know what I mean? Like, going through it, saying this might be a good fit. Let's call him and his references, her references. You know what I mean? Like, there's nobody to do this. Like, college football is completely on its own, and the people that are in the power places of power, they're getting theirs, and then the fans are getting screwed. Because, I mean, I love the fact that Ole Miss has more opportunity to go win a national championship than ever before. It was its own fault that it didn't have a chance to win a title last year. You and I've talked about this. You said it on your show, The Hard Count, here on not this Talk of Champions podcast network, but the On3 podcast network. Yeah, you said, look, if Ole Miss misses the playoffs, it's a failure. And they did, and it's a failure. Nine wins back in 2009 was have a parade for them and they come home. Now it's, well, you missed the playoff, it's a failure, this, that, and the other. We've lost the plot here is what I'm saying. There's no – what constitutes success, what constitutes, you're on the right track, because we're not moving toward any single point. You know what I mean? We're just, everybody's out for themselves, and this is what you're getting. It's weird.
And it wasn't like you and I both grew up in the era where that wasn't the point. Like, it used to be, hey, you won 8 games and you know, won your bowl game. Like, that's a great season. Now, it's obviously like a progress point to hopefully winning your conference, but like, winning the national title used to kind of be a thing that was, you know, a few fan bases would talk about every year because they'd have the roster to do it and what have you. But it used to be the magic of the regular season. And I think there's still a lot of juice for the people in those buildings. Like, seeing rivalry weekend, Ben, I don't know about you, but like, seeing Michigan and Ohio State get after it, seeing like the Arizona State Trident in Arizona on like the Arizona A, I thought was sick. So like, there's still emotion and all that. But when the prize is winning a national title, and if you don't do that, it's a bad year. Like, that's just, it's language that we're not used to having in this sport. And I think there's a reason for that, because it used to not be the end all be all. And it's just, it resembles so much of the NFL model, which I'm not a huge fan of personally. Like, we like college football because it's college football, not because it's the NFL.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. It's out there wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire, customer inspired.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your old or broken phone can let you down. But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on MyPlan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
Because it's our guys versus their guys.
Absolutely.
It's my clan versus your clan. Let's go at it. You know what I mean? Like, and we hate y'all. We hate y'all, unless it's state. We hate y'all. You know, while in a lot of those things, like, for example, in the constant pursuit of money, Ole Miss is already having to monetize the Grove now, you know, which was inevitable because if it's not bolted to the ground, schools are having to monetize it because there's no guardrails against. There's no help coming. Yeah, revenue sharing's coming, and that's great, but we're just talking more about money. You know what I mean? I'm talking about an adult in the room, a hand-raised person in the room going, wait a second, hold up. What, we've lost the plot. We've lost the spirit of the thing, right? Yeah. Which is a connection to a school, the localized regional aspect of college sports, because it is becoming a mini NFL. And I just, if it doesn't end, it's not going to end here. Again, it's been 2 years, right? We had four, then you have 12. It was really funny because for the first 20 years of my life, 25 years of my life, all I heard was, oh, a playoff isn't viable. Maybe one day in the distant future. And then they had the playoff, and then they had the 12 playoff. Now we're having 14, 16. You're right. It's going to go to 44 or something like that. And that's where the spirit will continue to get lost. What's the solve? I mean, is there anywhere where to go? Are we just going to be talking around the professionalization of college football and the tradition of what we loved about it? Like, for example, Deuce in 1997, what was it, 97? Taking on the entire Mississippi State team before kickoff. You know what I mean? Like, what's the solve? Like, because that stuff is lost now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're on the money. Like, my honest answer is I don't know what the solve would be. Duh. My gut reaction is if money is the answer to why we should keep expanding, it might be the answer as to why we stop expanding. Like, I think once they see they being like the people in charge and the suits and all that, once they see a legitimate dip in like, oh, actually we are losing people from this sport, you would hope that would be enough of a wake-up call, but I don't know if, like, they care who's watching is my problem. Like, I don't think they care if the Ole Miss fan that graduated in 94 that it lives and breathes Ole Miss football walks away from college football because they got three or four new people that are NFL fans. Like, oh, this is kind of like, you know, the game I enjoy on Sunday. I'll watch too. So I think the lack of reverence for, like, what you just mentioned, what's made the thing and the people that make the thing is really important. And I would hope there is some sensitivity to that, to where once you start losing those people, there's this moment where they say, okay, hang on, like this feels wrong. How do we adapt here? But I don't have a ton of faith it's going to happen, Ben, to be honest. Nope. I really don't.
I don't either. I thought JD, the national guy, could come on and say, here's Ben, this is what's going to really happen. There's none of that's coming. There's no stopping point to any of this, but the SEC and Ole Miss being a charter member of the SEC and having the 3 10-win seasons the last 4 years, Ole Miss is fine. Ole Miss is going to be floating, you know, or be a part of the best boat out there to sea. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they're fine. It's just I'm thinking about the overall health of it, and you know, your community is going, like, because who's going to foot the bill for all this? The fans, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if they got to travel, yes, it's like, I like the idea of campus hosts and keeping it on campus, that kind of stuff. And again, I'd love for the road to the Rose Bowl to be the playoffs. You know what I mean?
God.
Like,
my God,
that's all I want to see is, you know, Ole Miss is going to host throughout, just like the Kansas City Chiefs, they get the top seed or whatever. They're going to host throughout.
Yeah.
And the goal is to play in the Rose Bowl, right? Like, that's college football's game. But now, because of corporate interests, if Ole Miss keeps winning, well, it's got to play in the Cotton Bowl, and then it's got to play. So, and for the common fan who built this, you know, they come driving over every Saturday to Vaught-Hemingway Stadium to go to Amory. I mean, coming from Amory to Pontotoc, from, you know, hell, the coast. How can they afford that? You know what I mean? They can't. And so that's where my mind went to immediately. It's like, here it is again. A change that, yes, could be more fun from the entertainment side for the general public, the broader public, which I get. But it was already doing pretty good, and the people who keep getting screwed the most are the people who love it the most. And that's the unfortunate thing for me. That's the thing that keeps sticking in my craw.
I think I was thinking more about what you asked as you're kind of breaking that down when you say, like, what's the solve? It's a lot of doom and gloom in regards to, I think, the death of what we've all known college football to be. So in a lot of ways, I think, like, the answer for us as fans has to be, you know, a recommitment, if you will, to college football, and understanding, like, hey, this thing that we love, it looks different. It's changing all these things. Like when you have a new coach come in, you hit the portal and decide you're going to go somewhere else, or you can say, okay, this is my new normal. I'm in, I'm out, whatever it may be. So I think that's going to kind of have to be just our different perspective, you know?
Like, but you and I are in. You and I are in.
Yeah, I'm in. Regardless, I'm in. But, like, am I happy about it at the front end?
No.
No. Will I learn to enjoy it? Yeah, absolutely. It's still college football at its core. There's still the band. There's still, you know, for now, there's still the pageantry and all those things. But once we leave that game on Saturday and we look up at where the sport is, it's like, man, I don't know if I love where it's at, but, you know, till death do us part, you know, for better or for worse, it was in health.
Yes. Just can please some perfect college football commissioner fall out of the sky that everybody listens to that goes, this person makes sense. We should follow this person. You know, I don't think that's happening. So maybe they'll stop at 16 teams. The NCAA tournament's about to go over 70. JD, I know you don't care about college basketball, but still.
The strain. I mean, if we get to more than 20 teams in the college football playoff, like, maybe that's the answer, Ben. Maybe once they start saying, hey, the playoffs getting so long, we need less regular season games, maybe that's when it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, somebody get involved. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But, like, yeah, we need something to happen, dude. Because it's going to go to more teams. There's no way it won't. Like, there's no way we stop at 16.
No, I mean, because in this same story from Ross Dellinger, my friend Yahoo Sports, the SEC, a part of this is going to 9 SEC games.
Yes.
Why would the SEC want to play any non-conference games at this point, right?
No.
Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Play a 9-game regular season if you want to. Bangers every single week, you know what I mean? And then because the playoffs are 7 games or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
That's an exaggeration, but you get what I'm saying.
No, bro.
But no, I'm always going to welcome more football. I'm always going to welcome and love more football. But I just remember what we had as far as the connective tissue, right? If so-and-so, who you followed all throughout high school, committed and signed with your arch rival, immediately you've got somebody to root against. Even if it should be more tongue-in-cheek, but you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
And that person, like Dak Prescott, was a villain for Ole Miss fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like Eli Manning was a hero because he won 10 games for the first time ever, and a lot of fortuitous things had to happen. Like Ben Obamanu had to drop the ball in Jordan Hare. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For it to preserve a win. And now Ole Miss wins 10 games. You go, yeah, but they didn't make the playoff. You get what I mean? Right. It's just.
Yeah.
We've devalued so much of the sport that made it so great.
And that's the thing, too, like, that honestly, Ben, if I can just be real, like that, when people throw at you on Twitter anything about how the playoff is changing the sport and all that, like, when people throw out the, you don't want to see more football, you must not be a football guy. I'm like, dog, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, more football is not more football. Like, maybe you have more actual games being played and, like, yeah, I will enjoy that. I will watch that. It's going to make all of us more money. Like, I'm down for that. But when you talk about, like, more being more, that's not the world of college football. Like, we had the BCS era, and people still are my mention saying that was the best era of all time in college football with less games being played. So, like, are they more meaningful games? I would have a hard time saying yes to that.
Because it's not true. They're faceless opponents. Old days when we're getting Matt Jones. We got to take on Matt Jones. Felix Jones and Darren McFadden this week, and then next week, turn around, you're going to get, you know what I mean? Like, you could identify with your opponents. Now they're faceless. I mean, I didn't know who Torian Green was till Ole Miss played him. You know what I mean? Like, it's a different world. All right, I don't want to keep JD forever, and I wanted to touch on something. You can't see it, but I'm going to put a graphic up in post that shows your playoff predictions. You know your playoff predictions.
Yep.
For 2025, I'm seeing 12 teams. 1, 2, 3, 4 from the SEC. One group of rebels, but not the rebels we talk about. What the hell is this? Listen, I love you, man. I do. All right. Oregon 1, Texas 2, Clemson 3. Clemson 3. You're a Dabo guy. Arizona State 4. Georgia 5, because Georgia. Notre Dame, Ohio State, Penn State, LSU, which I'm going to give that one to you. I'm bullish on LSU in 2025.
I'll say one. Yeah.
I'll give you that one. And Ohio State at 7 is only because they don't have a quarterback. Because otherwise, the roster.
Roster stacked.
They got the best.
Lose both coordinators.
Yeah.
I
don't love Matt Patricia.
I don't love Matt Patricia either, if we're going to keep it a buck. Like, I'm not a big fan of that move. Ryan Day knows more about football than I will ever forget. Let me say that. He has won a national title. He's got all the chips he wants to cash in. That was super weird to me. Weird. I did not get that. If it works, he's a genius. But I will go down with that ship and say that was weird. So, yeah, coordinators, new quarterback. I'm just – the thing with this too, Ben, I know you're probably going through the full field, so I apologize for cutting you off.
No, I've been interrupting you the whole time because that's what I'm part of the YouTube comment section. Say, Ben, you have motor mouth. I am. I'm just trying to.
You're money, man. The only thing I would say is this was a way, way too early. So this isn't me trying to sit on the fence and talk out of both sides of my mouth. This is a, hey, we're sitting here in February.
Yes.
This is how I feel about it right now.
Yes.
We're going to re-predict this thing in August. We're going to watch what the portal does. I'm going to watch spring games. We're going to do all that because there's a lot of question marks. Like, Julian Sand could look awesome in the spring game. And we hear great things out of, you know, spring camp and fall camp in Columbus. You say, okay, you know, maybe we feel better about Ohio State. Maybe we feel worse about X, Y, and Z team. So that's the parameters. Is we're going a lot of vibes here, Ben, is what we're basing this off, which is not scientific.
Which completely I get. And that's why I said, what the hell is this? Because, listen, I acknowledge that Ryan Day knows more football. Everybody knows more football than me. I'm just a stupid idiot who likes to talk about it. All right. Here's my problem, JD. I think Arch Manning is going to be a good quarterback.
Yeah.
However, he's not a good quarterback yet.
Yes.
He's not.
Yep.
And in every one of these way too early, it's not just JD. He's one or two best quarterback coming back in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A lot of it is just name cachet, who he is. And I'm not running down Arch because I know Cooper. Cooper's been a friend. He's a great guy. Mm-hmm. Eli's one of the greatest to ever do it here. Archie, I mean, that's the family, right? Also shows you, like, the old days of recruiting. Had Eli Manning spurned Ole Miss, oh, the program would have fallen apart. I miss that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, no one cared when Arch committed somewhere else. We're like, maybe we'll get him in the portal. Point is this. They're getting this deference, right, because Arch has got the name from all you national cats. Meanwhile, I mean, Ole Miss has essentially got the same kind of player at Austin Simmons at quarterback. It's all projected upside. It's all what he could. But what we all play into is Texas, Ole Miss, the name cachet, Arch Manning, Austin Simmons. I don't understand why Texas and teams like that that are in similar transition type of situations. Not to say they're not going to be good. I think Texas is going to win double-digit games. Mm-hmm. I think Arch is going to be good. I'm just saying, I know Ole Miss is replacing 18-22, but they won 10 games in three of the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're replacing 18 of their starting 22. That's a lot. But every year they finish top three in the portal and transfers, and they always are right there. Jackson Dart was your guy. Darty in the SIP. I heard it as I was aggregating your show for friggin' months. Darty in the SIP. But I'm just asking, like, what gives Texas? Is it because they made a run to the playoff? You know, like, if Ole Miss gets included, and they win a couple games, are they all of a sudden the four or the five or the six just because they're replacing so much? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what are the known commodities truly about college football in February right now for 2025? Who are the teams we know are good? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can make a case just as much for Ole Miss as that good for the UNLV Dan Mullen running Rebels.
Alex Orgy out there, man. And in the 702, just ripping it up, bro. Just ripping it up. Michigan
transfer. You're like that dude in Madden who, like, you signed all the top free agents, very, you know what I mean? Just so you could say, yeah. So Alex Orji, who hadn't done nothing, goes to UNLV. I'm all in, man.
Yeah, yeah. I like so here's what I'll say, backtracking to the Arch thing, because I think what you said is 110% true. And something I've said a lot whenever we have a chance to, like, speak to Texas, the unfortunate part about, like, the social media world is – just because his last name is Manning, everyone either thinks he's going to be like a Heisman winner this year, or they think he's just, you know, at Texas because of his last name. And, like, my take on Texas is just what you said. I think Archer's going to be good. Like, but I look at what Texas was last year. And, like, to be real, Ben, between you and me, like, was Quinn Ewers all that great? Like, was Quinn Ewers awesome? My affection for Texas in 2025, as we sit here like in February, is a lot more Sark geared and a lot more trenches geared than it is Arch Manning. Like, I think they'll be more efficient with Arch Manning. I think he probably fits a lot more of what they will want to do on offense, which is like run the gosh darn football and add in the quarterback element, which you couldn't do with Quinn Ewers. So I think Arch is what you said. Like, if you were to tell me, you know, why is Arch Manning a better quarterback than Austin Simmons today? I'd be like, I couldn't tell you. Like, I don't think there's like a definitive answer as to why that would be true. So honestly, in the SEC, I have like I love Lenore Sellers. I'll say that. I love Sellers. I love Nuss. Like, Arch for me would be probably somewhere, you know, upper middle of the pack. Because, like, just what you said, we haven't seen him. So for me, it's like the way that Texas has built their roster under Sark gives me a lot of confidence they're going to be as good as they need to be in the trenches to, like, support Arch as they move into to 25. So I'm with you on the Arch stuff, man. I think it's getting way overblown. I don't think anybody knows what it's going to be. I think he's going to be good, but to me, it's the rest of the roster that makes me feel good about Texas along with Sark.
They're loaded. But, again, I was really going through this because I know you'd put South Carolina in. I know you love Lenore Sellers. Ole Miss went into their place, stepped into their trap, took over their trap, destroyed them. And everybody wanted to put them in at the end of the year instead of Ole Miss. I'm asking simply, and it was a long way of going about it because, again, I'm a motor mouth idiot. How close was Ole Miss to getting in this field, if at all? Were they even in consideration for you?
They're in consideration. It's okay if they weren't. Yeah, I mean, absolutely in consideration. It's just tough with what you said with how much they're replacing. I think Florida State scared a lot of people last year. Mm-hmm. Not that Ole Miss and Florida State are one and the same, obviously, but you live by the portal so much, I think it makes people think, like, okay, how sustainable is it? And Ole Miss has proven they're sustainable. Like, Ole Miss has proven they can do it, but I do want to see and hear a little bit more out of them before we, like, make any definitive statements. You know, like,
that's fine. That's a very political answer, Mr. California Dream. With attitude, that's fine. Now put your name on something, okay?
Yeah, please.
Let's do. Last year was underwhelming, right? Yeah. They kill it in the portal. They're bringing back Nuss. I'm just saying, I get why an LSU would be getting some run. I would actually rank them ahead of Texas if we're doing these way too early things, because of vibes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Vibes. Yeah. Like, what if, oh, God, look what they lost. Look what happened, blah, blah, blah. LSU, oh, they're hungry, blah, blah, blah. We could do the vibes and the narrative structure of it, and I could get on board with LSU. A number of these teams, pretty much all these teams. It's just for an Ole Miss fan that's watching Talk of Champions on February 18th, 2025 with national college football analyst J.D. Piquel. They want to know, well, is Ole Miss just not going to be good next year? And I would say that's not the case, but how far off are they? Because you do see a lot lately, Ole Miss not in their way too early top 25s, or if they are, they're in the 20s. And a discourse about, you know, Lane Kiffin, can he, you know, break through that glass ceiling and be that elite coach? I mean, he's getting ranked below coaches that he otherwise wouldn't, just because Ole Miss didn't make the playoff last year. Mm-hmm. So I was more curious about if Ole Miss is getting this little bit of a step back treatment because of what all they're losing, or because there was collective disappointment that Ole Miss just didn't do what it was supposed to do last year.
I think it probably is more so what they're losing. Like, coming into last year, obviously they go to the portal as they always do, but there was a lot of confidence in who Jackson Dart was. Like, you knew without a shadow of a doubt, that dude's taking snaps for you. That dude's going to make something happen. Like, you know what you have at the most important position. And you feel good about it when you talk about Austin Simmons, but you feel good with still like some, hey, we're still going to see what he is. Plus what you said about placing all that on the roster. So it's like, it's the combination of all those things. Then you also look at what last year was and you're saying, okay, well, if the roster was that good last year and there was that much of a known commodity, it felt like, on the roster, and we don't have that this year. Like, where do you place expectations? So I'm not out on Ole Miss by any stretch of the imagination, but based on what we think we know about other teams outside of the quarterback position, that's why I have them outside looking in that top 12.
I tell you that Ole Miss is going to either win 10 games or only win 7 and barely scrape by bowl eligibility. Which one do you think is the truth and which one's the lie?
The 7 wins would surprise me, man. Like, I would be wildly shocked if Lane Kiffin, knowing how he does the portal and seeing what we saw from Austin Simmons and what might be the greatest single drive in the 2024 season against Georgia.
Awesome.
I mean, like, that's enough for me to be like, well, what was the like, did Austin Simmons get hurt? Was there just some massive swing and a miss in the portal, Florida State style? Like, that to me is a lot harder to get behind. So I'd lean towards that being the lie and the 10 wins being the truth. If those are my two options. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a binary choice.
I love it.
Now clip it out, everybody. JD Pickell, On3's national analyst, predicts Ole Miss will win 10 games in 2025. Be in the playoff discussion, the now 16, 18, 24, 44 team playoff. Who cares at this point? It's all positive vibes only. He's JD Pickell at JD. Is it, what's the Twitter handle?
X. Yeah, I mean, it's just my name that people can see on the screen if you're watching on YouTube. But yeah, at JD Pickell.
Pickell.
Pretty much everywhere on social.
He's on YouTube. He's all over the place. I mean, this California Dreaming face. Do you even know that reference? Do you know the show California Dreams from like the 90s? Of course you don't. You're a kid. Go look that up, and you'll know why I make fun of you all the time. Surf dudes with attitude. It's JD Pickell. This has been Talk of Champions, and I've been Garrett. I've come to you from the Riverland Roofing Studios. For all your roofing needs, Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297. Thank you for this, JD. You're the man. Your playoff rankings are actually pretty good. And, I don't know when you're coming back, but I want you to come back whenever you want to, man. You know what I mean? You're welcome to Talk of Champions anytime.
Let's go. Dude, pleasure was all mine. This is you know, the hype for this between you and I was pretty substantial. I hope it surpassed that. On my end, it did. I got what I, was hoping to and more out of this. So I appreciate you, man. Always a pleasure, for real.
You know, I got about what I expected.
Good. Okay. That's what we strive to meet over here. Yeah, we strive for just about expectations.
It's fine. It's fine. No, I've played. You're the best. Thank you, JD. You're the man. Appreciate. See you later. You.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.